This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, September 19th. Well, the cattle market trends higher this week, but mixed in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was mixed. Seasonal beef demand is relatively soft right now, a little sluggish. However, the market has rallied almost 6% in the past week, but it is consolidating a little bit and not filling that gap that was created from the Tyson fire, which is really relatively interesting. The market has moved right up to the bottom of that gap, but hasn't been able to fill it. I think that that's a little bit concerning, I think, for some of the traders. The futures were firm again today. The cash trade is better than last week, so that looks pretty good. But even with the firmer tone, there's not much expected today. We're going to look for more increased trade tomorrow and Friday. That might give us a little bit of an indication.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 1/4 at 489 and a half. December corn was up 3 1/4 at 371 and 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 18, ranging from 588 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 22.5, ranging from 554 and 3/4 to 569 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 11 and 3/4, ranging from 593 and 1/4 to 603 and 1/4. Live cattle for October was up $1.25 at 142.5 cents. September feeder cattle was up 70 cents to 139.90, and September class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 1827.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.